I think it's very encouraging to see now that they're on the fast road. It's going to be gritted from 2019 onwards. I've been consistently at this since being elected as a councillor, and unfortunately there was a lot of politics played with this. At the very beginning, the only option the council had offered us councillors were to lift another road from the programme so Runafast Road could be added. I refused to do that because I believed it to be morally wrong, but I believe now with this being put on the programme, I think it's important that councillors, and it's what's expected the councillors to do, is to take a principled and a moral stand instead of a popular one. Now, the only downfall to this is there are other roads that I had hoped that would be added as well, which would be roads out to Mahari, over Burnalak, over to Maharoti, which was initially on the programme, but other councillors decided in their wisdom to lift that road off to put it onto another road in the area. It's unfortunate that the other roads haven't been, but we will continue to fight and push for it, and I would call on the community to organise themselves around this. Gritton is important around the certain times of year so that communities can continue to function.
And what do you think needs to be done so more roads, more rural roads, can be included within this winter programme?
The reality is the government does not adequately fund councils. All we have to do is look in relation to the roads programme, what we're talking about, the Winter Gritton programme and other services. All we seem to be doing is barely maintaining what is the basics we have in the county instead of constantly adding to it. And what needs to happen is that the government needs to fund us, and fund us adequately, not drip feed us.